Gimel on the base, we're holding in Rashi. So we're going by Sukkah. We said that by Sukkah, the Amos are calculated as 5 Tvachim. That's a Chumrah. The Mor says, Lagavi, Ladin of Lagavai, just Rashi, about 8 lines before the end of the narrow lines. Rashi says, Lagavai, Shahuskar, Rukhav Amos, Lapoisa, the height of Rukhav Amos makes apostles. So we're Machmer ready. Once you have 20 Amos of the 5 Tvachim Amos, it's possible already. In a case where the roof, there's a hole in the roof, and you put schach across the opening, mesach kosher, but there is part of the roof still exists around the hole, so it's not immediately flush with the walls, there's still some roof. There's walls, then there's some roof, and then there's this opening. So even around the opening, mafsek is bein schach kosher l'tfanah. So there's a gap between where the schach is and where the walls are. There's this roof in between. If yesh bein schach kosher l'doif and dalad amos, so if the gap, if it reaches the distance of 4 amos, it's possible. V'lomrin and doif and kumui. We don't look at the roof as if it's an extension of the wall, a bent extension. But pachas b'dalad amos k'sheirum. But if the gap is less than 4, the amount of the roof in between is less than 4 amos k'sheirum. D'mirin chazinan le l'hai schach posel kibu hu minat defanis shenek mu l'malon. We look at the roof as if it's part of the walls. The walls have bent and extended out. Boat schach kosher, and they came to, and they've reached where the schach is. So you have walls adjacent to your schach. Rain can't have, so we don't look at there's any gap in between. Because Rav Nachman, the member, the Ba'amis, Katanus, Mishirin, and Le, Umifsalo, Ba'esim, Tzvachim, Ba'anachum. So we calculate the 4 Amis and 5 Tzvachim a piece. It's 20 Tzvachim already is considered 4 Amis, and it's possible. But a bias, the Morris says that there is a problem. We can arba amos and it's caused by meshach sukkah. The length of the sukkah has to be 4 amos. The machshar to lebiktanus ikakula. If you say that's calculated with the shorter amos, you're saying 20 tefachim is already kosher, as opposed to saying you need 24. The mitzvah of esim tefachim vano chumra. No, I'm skipping the line. Ranachem kaiu b'omer kola amos sukkah biktanus. We have Rav Nachman to Rebbe. How we cool it? If Rav Nachman hold like Rebbe, at the share of a sukkah is 4 amos, calculating that at the 4 at the five, with 5 tochim a piece is a cool up. So Morris one tariff doesn't hold like Rebbe. He holds like the Rabbanon. If we say Mo Rav Nachman loyalim to Rebbe, he holds like Rebbe. If we hold the Amr Rav Nachman amos sukkah b'ketanis la ba'amos demeshik sukkah la b'shar amos dekamer. You're right. In the length of the sukkah, we're machmer, and we say it's amos of 6 tefachim. You're going to need 24 tefachim before you say the sukkah is kosher. Regards to the other usages of amos, regards to sukkah, that's when Rav Nachman said that his halacha. Okay. Is that the Gemara? We're holding 4, 5 lines up in the narrow lines of the Gemara. 4 lines up. So Amas Kalayim Ba'amas Bas Shish. So we say that the Amma of Kalayim is calculated in an Amma of 6 Tvachim. So the Chumra. Okay, so the Ma'il. So what does that apply to? It applies to, the Gemara is going to discuss two scenarios where we discuss it, to allow the person to plant something other than than vines. In a vineyard, there has to be a gap. And the gap, we calculated with the larger amos, the chumra. So it gives us two examples where you find that. One of them is the karachas a kerem, or the mochel a kerem. Karachas a kerem is that there's a gap in the middle of the kerem. It's like a kereach is a bald spot. So there's a gap running through the middle of the kerem. And the mochel a kerem is running, the mochel is like a circle, like you dance in a circle. It's talking about a opening on the perimeter of the, around the perimeter of the kerem, between the kerem and the fence. So when you have the karachas, which is runs down the middle, so there's karam on both sides, so you're going to require more gap than when than the case of mochel, which goes around the perimeter, which needs less gap. But either way, you need quite a large gap over here. How large is the gap? It's not karachas a karam. What's called a valid karach to allow you to plant something else there. It has to be a gap of 24 amas. It has to be a gap of 16 amas. Mochel kerem around the perimeter. Beishami says it has to be 16. Beishal armer mishteim esrei amas. It has to be 12. Now the Mishnah continues and says, "It's a Mishnah Kalayim." It says, "Ezehi karachas a kerem." Kerem shachar b'emsiyosa, karach of the kerem is where you removed part of the kerem in the middle. So according to Beis Hillel, the Mishnah is continuing using Beis Hillel as the numbers, so ein sham shesh esrei ama, lo yobi zera l'sham. If there isn't a space between the two sides of the kerem of 16 amas, we're not going to allow you to plant seeds there, grains. Ha yisham shesh esrei ama. If there was a gap of 16, so how much are you allowed to plant? So listen, look at that, but also Mizareyas of Moser. Kadeabadasa, the amount that you need to do the work, when they would plow with the animals and with the plowshare, they needed 4 amas. So you give a space of 4 amas. So you have 16, you put 4 on side A and 4 on side B, and you plant in the middle. Let's say that's karach la kerem. You plant the rest. Vezeo mochel la kerem. Ben kerem la gedus, a gap between the kerem and the fence. Ein sham shem esri amo, lo yobi zerba la sham. If there isn't 12 amas, you can't plant there. If there was 12 amas, so you give the area the need, what you need to be able to work the karam, which is 4 amas. You can plant the rest. So those two saying that we calculate the amas at the larger amma, that's a chumra. You can't plant until you have 16 amas of the larger amas of the 6 tvachim amas. So that would be, you would need 96 tvachim, as opposed to 80 tvachim.
I mean, this avodas. It's two questions. I mean, the avodas hakerem area. So, I mean, is that dependent upon how much space you actually need to work? So, in other words, modern equipment might say, "Oh, gee, we don't need so much area."
It's a good question. I'm not sure.
And then, So why do you need that large piece in the middle? I understand that, okay, you need a certain gap between the carom and what you're going to plant, but whether that large place where you're going to plant is two amos or 20 amos, what difference does it make? I mean, isn't the important point the distance from the carom?
Well, yes and no. You're right that is a component, but because also the Ikra Yisr of Kalayim, the Ikra Yisr of Kalayim is the idea of, does it look like a Teluvus? So if I'm standing here and I see Karam, 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 and Karam, 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 and little I see a few seeds, I don't look at, there's Karam, and there's a planting process in the middle. I look at, there's Karam, and there's some seeds in the middle of the Karam. If I get a certain amount of chashivas of planting in the middle, it looks like its own area.
So is this a durabonim or a
derisim? Possibly these are derisim. Chazal were able to mishayir what they felt was a sheer chashivas.
The area that's in the middle, is that designed to separate the two planting areas, or is that just designed to put more things in, a different thing?
Well, again, our goal is, but in the scenario where this was happening, you were planting something else in the middle. So I can't plant wheat in the middle of my carom. It's the rice of the plant wheat in the middle of my carom. and the food is osir. But if I have a certain amount of gap, I look at it, that's a kerem there, that's a kerem here, and this is a wheat field in the middle. If I don't have enough space in between, I say, oh, this is a kerem with some wheat in the middle of it. That's osir. So Chazal said that to be able to accomplish that, I need, there has to be a certain amount of space that a kerem needs, that which to work, that's also, that's part of the kerem. And then what's in between has to have a certain amount of significance to it to say that it's not bottle to the kerem. Well, once it's bottle to the kerem, so you're planting wheat in your kerem. So, well, if it's eight amas wide in the middle, Chazal Rishav, that's considered a chash of a muffin. Okay, so Moore says, okay, so that's cases where Rav Nachman's statement that it's shish, that the Amas calculated at six tefachim a piece, makes sense. That's the chumrah. But the problem, there's a case of where by kerem, we're calculated at six tefachim per amah is a kula. For the makasha, we can ritzuchim barba amas to the kula. There's a case where the kerem, if it's planted in too great a proximity, one vine to the next, that impacts the status of a carrot. And we say that, what is that? That's not. Carrot on the tua, bepochas bebarba amas. You didn't put between the rows of the vines, you put less than four amas. So, Rishimon Amar Eino Carrot. Shimon says that's not a kerem. Normally, when you plant a kerem, you leave the space in between the vines. So this is not a kerem, and therefore, it's not a kerem. It's done planting. And that creates a kula. You're allowed to plant other things there.
You plant too many trees in one area, they're not going to grow fully?
Correct, that's the idea.
Well, but it seems like doing it wrong, you get out of the requirement. I mean, if it's not a kerem, it's too small, so then you don't have to follow the laws of the kerem.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's what we're saying. Right.
So the answer would be just okay. We're just make a small rule.
Now there is a concept. See, Chazal said there's this: you can't have your nika together. You can't have where they're actually both pulling the ground out from the nutrients from the same spot. For that, the Moor says the shear is a difference. The gap is an anomaly. So that I could plant in between, because if there's not, so I could put a gap between this. If I have a single solitary vine. All right, and I have some wheat next to it, that's not a problem. If the gap is an anomaly, there's no problem.
Is this only by edible food? Only by food?
If you put an inedible grain, what's the halacha?
Yeah. Anything else that grows. I mean, two different plants next to each other.
Well, this is to a Klai Karim. There's something called Klai Zeroim, which is a separate issue. I can't plant vegetables and grains together. It's a separate problem. If it doesn't have a status of a kerem, the Moor says the difference of a kerem has to have at least five vines to be considered a kerem. They only have four vines, it's not a kerem. So I can plant grains nearby. So planting it, the even if it's rows with many vines in them, but if they're so adjacent to each other, it's not a kerem. So I go back to my rule of I have to be aware about Yanika, which is an amah. So if I planted them, normally the distance is four, so I planted a row of vines, and then after three amas I planted another row, which is that's not far enough, and then again, so also between row one and row three there's six amas, that's fine. So I ignore the middle one. The middle one said that's not high, that's not planted. So it is a carrot. So according to Reb Shimon, by how you calculate this distance, will be a kula. You tell me four amas. If it's less than four, if it's closer than four amas, it's not a kerem. I said, oh, and we're going to calculate according to Nachman as 24 tefachim, because you calculate amas of klayim at six tefachim apiece. So it means if there's two vines within 24 tefachim of each other, say, oh, not a kerem, you can plant there. Wait a minute, that's a big kula. Maybe there's, let's say there's 22 tefachim in between. See if you calculate an amid, 5 tefachim, there's 4 amids, and it's a kerem, you can't plant it. If you calculate it, it's 6 tefachim, it's not a kerem, you could plant there. So that's a kula. So Mora says, kerabonim, the amri habi kerem, the Mora says, we're going like the rabbonim, it's considered a kerem. So therefore, this issue is irrelevant. He boy same a lot of the Shimon, he can only Rav Shimon. Also, we arrive amas cover. Let's see Rashi. The fourth wide line. And the karach is a kerem limochel a kerem. Chimisharat the lay bigdoilus chumrahu. When you calculate the amas at the larger amas, that's a taka chum. Karach is a kerem beisham ermim shesh esim arba amas. In karach the esim arba amas, if the gap is 24 amas, then mutter the zrei hashem you can plant there. In pachas michatal amas also the zrei hashem. If it's less than 24 amas according to beisham, you can't plant there. The kolam beforeish my karach is only mochel. What are these things? Shachar bebemsi also there's a gap in the middle. Sharei yesham kafanim sabiv the hakarcha there kafanim around the karcha. Now Rashi learns karam also means in length and width, you have a square block in the middle of your kerem. That's the first example. Then Rashi says, but the truth is, even if it goes all the way from what it's continuous, I think is the word for it, all the way through.
Contiguous.
It goes all the way through the kerem from one end to the other. The only kefanim on two sides, not on four sides. Still being in yudvav roichav akarcha, you need this gap of 16. You can't plant there. Philip Amam says even the middle amam. Now, why is that? The dalad amam shibetzad akarem mizeb. The dalad amam shibetzad akarem. Eight a kerem. Four amas is the width which you need to process the kerem to work. So those four amas are considered part of the kerem. It's not all the kerem's here. This is extra empty ground. No, this is not. This is part of what a kerem is. It has place to plant to work. None. Come about as a kerem is dalan amas. Kimloy boker bekelim shay boitzer mesav shvorim. It was the width of the bucker, the oxen which are pulling the wagon, and the kalim which you use to the probably should read the kamal bucker with kalim, and the kalim which the animals are pulling. They used to, when they would harvest the vineyard, they would have the animals pull the wagons, and they would put the clusters of grapes in the wagons. Ubagolas with oxen and with wagons. Ubeisach harisha karsha masavashor. You would plow with the your oxen. That's part of the kerem. The initial chesam has been time. So if you have 16, so you get 4 to one side, 4 to the other side. Now you have 8 in the middle. If you have ches in the middle, bein time about oisim dalit the chol tzai. Besides the 4 on each side, you have another 8 in the middle. So if you have 8 in the middle, I'd say even if you look at it that like this side that you're planting is closer to Kerem A, and this side is closer to Kerem B, but each one has 4 amas. 4 amas is a chashav of amount. So and it's not considered insignificant vis-a-vis the Kerem. Therefore, I can look at it as an independent field, and I'm planting something independently. So, you're allowed to plant there. If you divide that area, which is less than 8, you say, well, part of it is closer to Kerem A, part of it is closer to Kerem B, and each one is less than 4 amas, it's not a significant area, then a bottle of Gabi Kerem is considered bottles of the Kerem, and then you can't plant there. Vishami says the same thought process, but he says, I feel that it's not considered a Choshev, but Makam Choshev until Zayd Amos. So I need 16 amas in the middle, 8 on each side. You need 4 on each side. You have 16. Shari cheslahach, you'll give 8 on side A, 8 on side B, cheslahach, ikasah, you have a field. Well, it's not bottled to the carrot. But, so that's why you need 24 according to Beishami. In a second version, why you need 24, Beishami says that there are times that the Bodhi Karim needed more than 4, needed 8. So you need 8 on this side, 8 on that side, then you have 8 in the middle, which is 4 apiece. So he would agree to Basila that you use 4 as your baseline number for the Cheshivas of a Sada, but the Avodas HaKerem needs more.
Honestly, if Dalet Amos is a Machon Chashuv, why do you have to double it if you've got the Kerem on each side?
Because I look at it, there's Kerem here and Kerem here, and there's 4 Amos and 4 Amos. So I look at the area closer to this side, whether this would be here or not, this area closer to this side really is Shaykh to this Kerem. So if vis-a-vis that area, I have a Machon Chashuv of 4. Or let's say the Moshe, the case of Mochel. Let's see the case of Mochel. Mochel Kerem, Bain Kerem Legeder. There's a Hano Saviv Kemoy Mochelis. It goes around, it's near the perimeter, like a Mochel, which is a dance. So if you have 12 Amos, the Beis Hillel, there's a Dalet Amos, what is a Kerem? You give the Kerem four Amos of work, you have 8 left that you can plant. If you don't have 12 amas, you can't plant them. Why? The Dalet Amos, the Lahadi Kerem, Avodas HaKerem. The 4 amas immediately adjacent to the Kerem are Avodas HaKerem. The Dalet Amos, the Lahadi Kersel, Kimelo Mizdari, Mishum Davsh of the Kersel, Afkurim Afkur Lahu. You don't plant next to the wall. If you put plants immediately next to the wall, the roots. Well, Davsha, it works the other way around. Davsha, because it means the idea of the people walking there and heart patting down the ground by walking there gives a certain strength to the wall. The wall is embedded in the ground, but if you have the ground, the more solid the ground is, the more supported the wall is. So Davsha is walking. So you want to leave the 4 amas next to the wall open, not to plant, because this way people can walk there and that would strengthen the wall. So now you're left with an area of planting of 4 amas. Ika Dalet Amos, if there's Dalet Amos Chashev, that area is Chashev. Milo, if there's only 4 amas, it's bottled to the Gabi Kerem, it's bottled to the Kerem. V'achal lo yubin in Yudvav Amah, you don't need 16. Shein Yisra Elam Yitzarech, because there's only a problem of Yisra on one side. V'achal Mepharash Lom Beperkel Agav, that's more later on, explains it that. Okay, so, here I have my Kerem, I have the wall, I give 4 amas to the wall, I won't plant there. I give 4 amas to the Kerem because that's the Avodas HaKerem. If I have 4 in the middle, so I have where to plant. Otherwise, I don't have where to plant. It's considered part of the Kerem. So Basil says the same thing in the case of Karachas. I look at side A is closer to that. So if that wouldn't have an area of 4 amas of its own, I say vis-a-vis this side, this planting is not so kosher. The same thing on the other side. Right. Right.
So once we get over this tiny thin paper thin strip, and as the two
We need 16 total. So you need means you need 8 in the middle. You need 4 on each side, and then 8 in the middle.
Why in the middle? From what we just talked about, the wall, we think 4 in the middle. 12 total.
But that's what Russell was just asking. That was Russell's question. Because Basila says we look at it that if you have 8 in the middle, we look at there's 4 of grain, which is vis-a-vis this side, and 4 grain vis-a-vis this side. So 4 is a number which is kosher, it's not batel. If I have less than 8, I don't look at it, there's 7 and 7 here, I look at there's 3.5 and 3.5. 3.5 is not kosher enough. Because this is closer to that side. So I don't see it as a distinct area vis-a-vis that side. I'm not sure it's a question which is more chashuv than the questions, but right now, in the idea of seeing is distinct. I look at someone which is, I mean, you see from the idea of the case of the machol. I mean, why isn't this more shaykh to the wall than it is shaykh to the kerem? My kerem ended, and I'm planting three amas next to my wall. We don't look at it like that. The idea, if it's something immediately adjacent to the kerem, people perceive it as part of the kerem. Then you're planting in your kerem, which is not acceptable.
It's a true form in order for it to be an entity of its own. Okay, so you need form. It has to be a wall on this side, it has to be a kerem on this side. But now we remove the wall and put a kerem there, and all of a sudden this form changes.
Well, let's change the scenario. Let's say there's an empty field, totally empty field, there was no fence.
Yes.
Right, long expanse of empty, emptiness, and three amas planted, and a carom going all this way.
Yes.
But the gap is four amas, and I plant three here, and I don't plant that anymore. Yes. It's also usur. Yes. Why do you look at this three amas as part of 17 amas that way? We don't look at it that way. No, I'm saying, but I think that that's not the argument. The argument is, I need that as true, but the point is, something which immediately adjacent to the kerem is perceived as part of the kerem. Until it's distinct. It's not just that I need this distinction. I need the fact that it's adjacent is the problem, and then I need distinction. But adjacent is a problem. That's the point that I'm saying.
I have a question. My question is sort of, when you say Dalit Amos from where you are, does that mean from here to there, or from both directions? Because then it's relevant to whether it's closest or to whether it's far away.
To be more distinct, there's so many pronouns in that sentence.
All right, we just
no, I'm saying, you have a kerem, I need a gap of four amas along this whole length of the kerem, then I can plant here, and then, the gap is four amas between, all the way along, between the kerem and the area between. Let's go. So the Gemara, this is all about it. No, we always calculate a number at six tvachim. There are scenarios that we calculate a number at five tvachim, but those are quite exceptional. In general, any amma used in the Mishnah is an amma of six tvachim. But I do agree with you that even in the amma of six tvachim, there are two possible calculations. When you calculate your tefach, so I calculate I can hold the fist very tight, very close together, or I can hold a little bit loosely. How big is my tefach? The more refers to those type of sizes. Sochekos means you're happy, you're expansive. The person's in expansive mode. That's called sochek. He's laughing. Well, otsev is a person. It's referring to the person as otsev. He's sad. See, he constricts in. So we calculate it. Do we calculate it as an expansive tefach or a constrictive tefach? I think the difference ends up being like close to an etzba total. It's not a very significant amount, but that's where it is. There's four etzbos in a tefach. No, 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 no. Total over the area of four tefachim, over the area of six tefachim. Which means it's not always precise, that number of six tefachim. So what does that mean? Vishamal Rabbah, what it means, so when I said the phrase, I remember Bryce, which says, Amos are always six, but they're not always exactly the measure the same. That's true. That's 100% correct. Sometimes by Kalayim, I measure with a little bit wider tefach, and by Sukkah, I'm measuring with a little bit more narrow tefach. By Akasha, but this statement that Kol Amos, Chum said it's six Amos, and that's not true. By Erevin and by Sukkah, it's not six Amos, it's five Amos. It's not six Tzvachim, it's five Tzvachim. Some of Chabaya Ema, the Brisa really supposed to read Amos Klayim Bama Bas Shisha. The Brisa is talking about only by Klayim. The Mar says, no, Midakhtani Seva, the Brisa continues and says, Bishamim Gamilom, recall Amos Shomer Chachamim, Beklayim Bama Bas Shisha. So he says this rule only applies by Klayim that it's six Tzvachim. But in the case Mechlal the Tanakam, Kol Amos Kamer, he means any Amos. I says, so that's the end of the Brisa. I didn't realize that. Fine, good. So I'm going like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel. I'm a Chabayel. V'lav mi'ik Rabbi Shimon Gamliel the Koyk Vasi. And not that I'm Rabbi Gamliel. I'm learning that Rabbi Nachman was passing like Rabbi Gamliel, which is not so bad. We have a cloud in Shas. Whenever you have Rishon Gamliel in a Mishnah, you pass like Rishon Gamliel, even though it's against. It's the Morris with three exceptions. Now, the Morris seems it doesn't. Normally, the rule doesn't apply to Brisa, but it doesn't mean that the idea of passing like Rishon Gamliel over the Tanakama is a concept which exists. So I pass like Rishon Gamliel. The Morris is like this. Labaya Vade Tanoihi. I'm sorry, see, what's the question?
Is a concept which exists?
That we pass like Rishon Gamliel over the Tanakam. So the Morris is like this. Labaya Vade Tanoihi. According to the Bible, we're forced to say it's Machlokes Tanoim, how to calculate Amos, and he's passing like one of the two Tanoim. The Rava Lema Tanoihi. Does Rava have to learn as Machlokes Tanoim? So I'm the Rabbah. No, I'm the Rabbah. Rishon Gamliel also Lashmin. Rishon Gamliel, his point is the following. So it's the partial reading of Rishon Gamliel is the Tanakhama saying that all Amos throughout Shas are always six Tzvachim. Rishon Gamliel says no. All Amos by Klayim are six, but the other ones are five. He says no, that's not what he's coming to say. He's coming to say the following. Lashmin that Amos Klayim lo yitzam same. That when I told you that some are more narrow and some are more wide. He's pointing out by Klayim, which is a Yanim of Chumrah, you have to leave them. They shouldn't be Mitzum Samas. They shouldn't be tight ones. They should be more loose. Feather Markasha, good. So if that's his point, and he's not saying six only applies to Klayim. So the first half of the phrase is irrelevant. V'leima, Amos Klayim, Lo Yitzamtzim. Ba'ama, Ba'ashisha, L'mutemai. What is that part of the phrase? He says, Shem Lomer, Kol Amos, Shem Chachamim, Be'Klayim, Ba'amas, Ba'ashisha. So, V'achal Yimutzim Somas. Good. So the second half of the phrase I understand, but why does he tell me they're Amos, Ba'ashisha, Be'Klayim? Everything is Amos, Ba'ashisha. Lav, isn't it L'mutei, Amma, isn't it L'mutei, Lav, Lemutei Mai, Lav Lemutei Amas Sukkah Amas Mavi. Isn't it coming to exclude Sukkah and Mavi? Not like Rava. Where it says no, it's coming to Lemutei Eloi. Lemutei Ama Yisoid VeAmas Soivet. Now we know that the Mizbeach is 10 Amas tall. We calculate the 10 Amas. So what size Amas are we using? We're using 5 Tzvachim Amas. Or 6 Tzvachim Amos. Or, could we possibly contemplate a possibility, the Mizbeach actually was made out of 4 parts. And the way they would actually make the Mizbeach, they would actually make it in 4 stages. At first, the Mizbeach was 32 by 32, was the bottom measure. That was called the Yisrael, that was an Amah High. They made a frame of wood, which was an Amah High, and there's 32 by 32 inside of it. And they filled it up with stones, and resin, whatever, glue, which held it together. Then they put another frame on top of that, which is 30 by 30, in the center. You know, there was left you an amma on one side, amma on each side. And that was 5 ammas tall. And that was called, that, the result of that was called the soivet. On top of that area was the soivet. Then they put another piece on top of that, which is 3 ammas tall, which was 28 by 28. And they fill that up again, each one they fill up. And then in the four corners, they would make frames which were an amma by an amma, and they filled that up 1 amma tall, and that was the kronos. So the kronos were 10 ammas tall. The actual height of the rest of his back was only 9 ammas. So it's 1 plus 5 plus 3. Now, can we say that the height of the 1, the 5, and the 3 are not necessarily all 6 tefachim ammas? Can I tell you, it's 10 ammas tall, but some of the ammas are 5 tefachim, some of the ammas are 6 tefachim. And the answer is yes. Some of the ammas are 5 tefachim, some of the ammas are 6 tefachim. And it's based on a pasuk. Okay? The amma yisoid and amma soivev, the amma yisoid and amma soivev are calculated at 5 tefachim ammas. So you go up 5 tefachim and you step back an amma. You go up 25 tefachim and you step back. Then you go up 18 tefachim and you have the top of the mizbeach, because that's calculated 3 times 6 as opposed to 3 times 5. And the kronos were also calculated at, they were 6 tefachim high. Rashi's gonna grapple with that. Okay.
When this was done, they moved the wood frames and then dig up the soil.
No. So where they did that was, John is asking that the halacha was that there was no yisoid didn't go all the way around the whole mizbeach. So part of the mizbeach was 32 by 32, and part of it was there was one amma missing. The whole yisoid was missing. When they make the original frame, they put in that area where they didn't want yisoid another piece of wood, which is an amma wide, all along that side to block the any rocks from falling in there. But
a subframe.
So when you fill up with the rocks, it wouldn't be no rocks would go there. It's a subframe. Now where do you see this? The sieve, when you build something based on a frame and fill inside the frame, I can put something inside the frame to say it shouldn't go here. Okay. The kevish was built separately. There was actually didn't touch it. Okay. Where do you see this? Is a pasuk in Yechezkel. The pasuk is ve'ela midos ha-mizbeach. So Yechezkel is being shown the vision of the mizbeach. He had a nevuah of the building of the mizbeach. Ve'ela midos ha-mizbeach ve'amos. In Amos, Amma v'Toifach, an Amma, which is an Amma and a Toifach. It's an Amma plus another Tefach. What?
Tefach.
But the Pasuk is a Toifach. You're right, it's a Tefach, but the Pasuk's actual word is v'Toifach. V'cheku Amma, v'Amma Rochov, u'gvulal sasa, saviv, zeres, savechod. Okay, so that's the pasuk. The cheik, which is like the bosom, which holds everything, that's referring to the yisoid. That which is, I say, it's an amo wide, is referring to the saviv. That is a gulal sasa saviv elu hakronus. That's referring to the zemizbeach azov, which is also calculated the same way. But it says that in this pasuk that these were amas, which were, they were an am of a taifach. Now, where Rashi learns means, these are amas, if your average amma usually was 6 amas, 6 tefachim long. These were amas which compared to your average amma would be an amma and a taifach. Right? Which means, these amas were only 5, So you compare this amma to the regular amma. This amma would say it's an amma and a tefa. A regular amma for this amma, a regular amma is an amma and a tefa. So we're using ammas which are five tefachim, That's the first shirt she says. Okay. Zogt Rashi. Let's have a little Rashi at least. Okay. Mikra Ritzufim? Yeah? So holding a dal of Rash Gimel Beis, five lines from the bottom, Mikra Ritzufim, Gefanim Ritzufim, Shesmucha Shur, Lashur, Yosem, Masha, Nosek Chachamim Shir. They're two close to each other. Shim ain bein shura the shura dalad amis. If there's not a gap before amis, ain lo karam. It's not considered a karam. Hold the ain loy kol tzarchay. Hilach hagala doesn't have what you need to have the animal walk in the middle with the wagon. Umutal Israel b'kul and you're allowed to plant in that area in between. The b'shim according to b'shim. B'hanach amis asim milsad the Rav Nachman the kula calculating according to Abaya the ama at the larger ama would be a kula. You're saying, even though you have 20 tefachim, which if you calculate your amis as 5 tefachim, that's four, called dalad amis. You say, no, it's still mutter because you don't have 20. You don't have 24 tefachim. Amis of 6 apiece. That's a kula. A pachas dalad amis. Shem ain't sure the sure dalad amis. Eno kerem mutter this rosh. That's the price. The Kalam say no. Verem is insane. And the tuim besef harevach, the ones which are in the middle, are rarely as main shur l'shur, and planted in the space which there should be a gap there. We looked and looked like they're not there, and we have a karam. So Rav Nachman looked like a karbanis shirle Rav Nachman, or I'm sorry, the Havir karam. So there's no din of amas over there because it is a karam. So that's a true statement now that all amas by climb are 6 tefachim. Rabbi says a lot of sechakers. Amas climb at moedim b'tefachim gedarlim. The tefachim are a little bit larger. So sukkah mavi atzevus mitzvamis luchumah. But they're more tight, which that's the chumah over there. So the price is a shalayu b'chavonus. Can far shav also shehi amas climb sechakers. So shal mavi b'sukkah atzevus. So according to Rabbi, that's great. We say that they're calculated amma bashisha. That's not correct. Since the Abaye says ema amas klayim b'amma bashisha. Bachakomer kol amas shomer b'klayim b'amas bashisha. Bashliyum mishulanos mitzum samis el b'gedelus tzvachim sechikin. So by klayim we use the larger amas, and only that, but the tefachim are also large. So we're being machmer 6 tefachim over 5 tefachim, and the tefachim themselves are a little bit larger. That's all part of the what the Bryce is telling me. Okay, let's hold Rashi here, Labaya.